everybody. It's Amanda Moxley calling in from Salt Lake City, Utah, and today is January 24th, 2012, and I want to welcome you to the free seminar series on how to manifest and receive six figures in 6 months. This is the free training series, and I've been your host. This is our eighth call in this series, and it's just been a joy and a pleasure to share this information with you and to be the channel and the voice and bringing in this through to you wherever you are in the world. So a big hello, a big warm virtual hug, and love and blessings to you. This is a preview call series for the 6 months to six figures, the Healthy Way 6 month coaching program. And you can read all about that and decide if that is the right fit for you. And I will talk about it later on at amandamoxley.com/6in6/. And there, if you're interested, you're welcome to apply and contact me if you're interested in scheduling your own private strategy session with me to figure out what is blocking you from making the money you desire, stepping into your power, and becoming the woman you are meant to be in 2012. So again, it's amandamoxley.com/6in6/. So the theme for tonight's call is a very interesting topic, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with you. And what it is how low self-esteem is affecting your earning potential. The connection between low self-esteem and creating your six-figure health and healing business this year. Fantastic topic that I can't wait to shed some light on, because right now you could be in your business like I was for so many years and have all these limiting beliefs and be struggling and not being able to make the money you deserve and the money you desire, and you feel like you're up against this invisible glass ceiling. You're up against a brick wall and you can't break free. So my intention tonight is really to help you to break free, to bust through that, to soar beyond your highest potential, and to claim your financial destiny this year. Because I was doing some research for this call and I learned that it is a very staggering fact that the World Bank's latest World Development Report focused on gender equality throughout the world, and they said that women represent 40% of the world's labor force, but hold just 1% of the world's wealth. And that is extremely saddening to me and depressing when you think about that 40% of the labor force is of women, and we own 1% of the world's wealth. And why that is depressing and saddening, I mean, for you to just feel into that, I mean, wealth creates a lot of power and a lot of opportunity and position and influence. And if we as women only hold 1% of the world's wealth, no wonder there are 17,000 children dying every single day of starvation. You know, I could go on and on, but it's just like we need to get in our power, ladies. We need to wake up and realize that we being poor or in lack mentality and not having enough, we are not really helping the world. And we as women, we like to help people. We want to always be there for people and help and be into charity and service and social work. And yet, if we don't have our money story figured out, if we are believing in lack and limitation and scarcity and doubt and I can't afford it and I'm not good enough and I don't deserve it, and you're going through that and you're listening to this call and you happen to be living in one of the most wealthiest countries, the wealthiest country in the entire United States, I mean in the entire world, then you need to wake up, sister, and really start claiming your financial power, your independence, because it is all there for you. You just have to go and pick it up. It's really all in between your own temples, in between it's your thoughts, your thinking. It's the limiting beliefs that are holding you back. And so tonight I really want to help you work through the self-esteem issue so that you can claim your power this year. Okay? So the thing is when I started studying, I've been studying success and health and I was studying health for like the last 12-ish years, but in the last 5-6 years is really when I've been really into studying money and wealth and business and marketing and et cetera. And I never really caught the link between self-esteem and money until really over the last year or so. And in doing that, when I figured out that me being in lack and limitation and not believing that I deserve it or I was worthy of it, it meant that I was holding myself back in a really big way. And I've just had a visitor come and visit me, my little three-year-old. Surprised me, excuse me, lost my train of thought. He came down to say, hello, women, wake up, ladies, let's step into our power. So what I was saying is, excuse the interruption, is that I didn't realize that disconnection between lack and limitation until over the last year. And if you've heard my story before, a year ago, this month, I had only $200 to my name, and I was in an incredible place of lack and scarcity and fear and self-doubt, and then I ended up really committing and drawing the line in the sand that I was no longer going to struggle with money. And I invested in a high-end coaching program, and within 6 weeks, I manifested $54,000. And then I went on to double that and make well over six figures by the end of the year of 2011. So I'm hoping that maybe you haven't heard this before, that there's this connection between low self-esteem and your earning capability, and now you're hearing it, and it's going to click, and you're going to do whatever it takes to heal that wounded child or that inner you or your shadow and really step into your power, okay? So the truth is, in my research for this class and just over the last couple of years, is that women really haven't really been in the workforce, in the traditional workforce, really since World War II. and so we don't have many role models of women who are making good money and in their power around money. I want you to just think about right now and just write down, write down a couple women in your family or in your life. For example, your mom, your grandmothers, your aunts, perhaps your sisters and colleagues, and just brainstorm about these women and think about how they are in terms of money, how they relate to money, how they're showing up with money. And notice if you have any women in your life who are really strong role models for having success and abundance and radiance in money. And one of the things is, on your list, you might actually have people that are not really women that have struggled, or they haven't really been super successful in money or business or creativity. And maybe you have a limiting belief that you're afraid to go beyond them. You know, what if you actually do start making multiple six figures or even seven figures, and that leaves your tribe behind, that leaves your ancestors and your mother and your grandmother and all these women in your life, and there could be just an unconscious block there that's keeping you from really stepping into that. Like, what would happen if you really started making more than your mom or even making more than your dad and both of them combined? See, with women, we'd rather be liked than rich. We'd rather, you know, we'd much rather, like, help people or give things away for free. And we have a lot of limiting beliefs. And we've been trained to give away things for free and to really be charitable or to be good daughters or to be good women. And we haven't really learned about money. And women and men think about money in a much different way. If you think about it, a couple thousand years ago, if we didn't have a man, we wouldn't survive, because the man was going out and hunting and gathering and getting the food. The woman was preparing it and preparing all the the food and the clothes and the home. And now here we are in this different dimension, in this whole new paradigm of a woman can go out there and have as much earning potential as anyone else. But we don't really know how. We don't know how to operate with money. And so this low self-esteem of not having any role models, maybe a couple of you do have role models, but for the majority of us, like I said, only 1% of the world's wealth is owned by women, that majority of us don't have these role models, and so here you are. You are trying to break free. You are trying to go up against this invisible glass ceiling and bust through it and break free. So we need to start really, in some ways, integrating how we have seen the money being treated by men, and meaning that it's to be, well, one thing that I like to think about money is that it's energy, and it freely circulates. And whenever I go and when I quote spend money, I change the word to circulate. So we're circulating wealth, and it's a renewable resource. And every time that you release it out, it's like an exhale breath out, and then you inhale your breath in, and it just is a continuous flow in and out and in and out. So when I go to the grocery store or whenever I go and I use my money, I like to have this little mantra where, because I used to go to the store and I would spend it, I'd circulate it, and I'd have a bad feeling like I shouldn't spend this, there's not going to be enough, it's a finite resource, it's not going to refill itself, I better be careful. So I replace that feeling. I mean, I go to Whole Foods all the time, for example, and I've got my credit card and I'm swiping it through, and I replace that weird bad feeling with a new mantra that I want to share with you, and that is, money easily flows through me and to me. So money easily flows through me and to me. Money easily flows through me and to me. And just saying that over and over, just inhaling and exhaling, money easily flows through me and to me. And knowing that it is just energy. So getting in, really realizing that if you have a low self-esteem, and many of you on the call, you're a healer, you're a health professional, you've had your own personal body transformation or health transformation, and now you're ready to go out into the world and share your gifts and talents. And you weren't really trained in the line of business. You were trained in your health or your healing profession. And the more that you can realize how money really affects everything. Money is going to affect the clothes you're going to wear, the quality food you're going to buy, the charities you support, the place where your kids go to school, your education, you know, your health care. At the end of your life, when you're in if you happen to go to like a retirement home, the quality of care you're going to receive, the quality of medical care. I mean, money absolutely touches every aspect of your life. And so money is energy, and I like to also have respect for it. I'm not saying to worship a false idol by any means. I'm just saying just have a healthy respect for it and to pay attention to it. For years, I didn't pay any attention to my money. Luckily, I was a person that always had it because I wasn't a big spender. And now, one of my tips for you is just track your money every day. I have an income tracking sheet, and anytime money comes in, even if it's a penny off the street, I record it. Yesterday, money came in from selling one of my ebooks, my 50 Super Slimming Recipes, $9.99. I was so excited. I got $9.99. And I, record that. And today more money came in, and I record it. And money likes to be paid attention to like any other thing. So a couple calls ago, we talked about those 25 limiting beliefs. And I've hoped that you have reflected on that, and especially that call, and really got clear that your limiting beliefs are the only things stopping you from making the money you desire. And the limiting beliefs, because those affect your beliefs, then affect your actions. And a belief is only a thought you keep thinking. So if you've had, what I was saying before is, if you're this health and this healing professional, and you have had your own personal transformation, in my experience, I was teased on the playground as a little girl, and my parents divorced when I was 2 years old, and I just had, like we all do, like some really, it wasn't the best childhood. God bless my parents. I love them now. I loved them then, too. It was just really hard. And so there's that little girl piece of me that really had to be healed. And a lot of times when you are in a relationship with money, it's not even you, you know, your 35-year-old you or 25-year-old you that's showing up in this relationship. It's that little girl that's showing up. It's that wounded little child. And I know that's kind of deep and somewhat dark, but it's really important to embrace those shadow aspects of yourself. So if you, for me, for example, I had like we all do, a wounded child, a wounded aspect of myself. I had really low self-esteem, which then led me to overeat and be an emotional eater. And it was like because I wasn't getting a lot of outside encouragement, like, and a lot of love. And so it affected my self-esteem, which then later on when I started making money really affected the way I was making money and allowing myself to receive because I didn't think I was worth it or deserved it. And I'm willing to guess that you may have a similar story. You've had a healing transformation, but the root of that is still there. And the root of that, that wound, can be playing now into your relationship with money. Where that wound that I had was affecting my relationship with my body and kept me overweight from size 14, now size 4. But I didn't realize that how you do one thing is how you do all things. So that same root, that wounded root, when you just trace it all back to those early days, that was also playing into my relationship with money and how much I was allowing myself to open up and receive. So that's really where the inner work piece comes in. And really, that's one of my favorite parts about my coaching with women is entrepreneurs is really doing the inner work about believing in yourself and changing your conditioning and opening up to allowing yourself to receive. And of course, backed when all that juicy inner work is addressed, then of course your marketing, your messaging, your systems, and your branding and your visibility, it just flows. It's a natural extension of who you are as a powerful, confident, healthy, vibrant woman on purpose with a vision, with a mission, ready to heal and transform the world. So I might want to do some journaling tonight about what are those core wounds and those limiting beliefs, and maybe they affected your life in a different area of your life with health or body image or creativity or what have you. And so that root, and then apply that to your relationship with money, and you'll see that they're very similar paths, and that with a little bit of time, a little bit of intention, and some massaging of it, you will be able to transform it. Because there is no reason why any of you on this call need to be in lack or fear or doubt or scarcity around money. I just can't convey that enough, that money is just energy. It's an alchemical shapeshifter. It really has no value except for what you put on it. And the more you value yourself, the more you honor your own time and your own boundaries and really have a healthy, healthy self-esteem of your value and your worth in the world, it will be so easy for you to start making all the money that you desire. Because the truth is that there is so much money available for you, like billions and trillions and zillions of money energy available to you. And you, my friend, all you have to do is let it in. And that is what you've seen me do, and that's how I can really teach you is just shifting that energy and allowing you to let it in. So you need to have a healthy self-esteem and really stop undercharging or giving your services away. And allow yourself to have the money you desire. So obviously this is a deep conversation, and I just wanted to give you a little icing, a little something to tune into about it. I also want to talk about the relationship that you have between your source, God, and yourself. And for me, I grew up in an environment where I felt very much separate from God. I didn't grow up, unfortunately, with a really loving God, or that God is God, universe, spirit, source is, you know, ask and it is given, knock and the door will be open, seek and you shall find. I didn't hear any of that stuff growing up. And maybe you didn't, I hope you did. And so there's been a lot of healing that needs to happen between you and your relationship with Source in order for you to allow this money, this love energy in. So if you have beliefs, and that is sort of, we're in this transition right now of 2012 and entering into the Aquarian age, is that for so long we have felt separate from God, universe, Source. And the more that you can realize that you are a human being that is in the beingness and the ofness and the allness of the beingness of the entire universe, and that you are a channel and you are an extension of this Source energy, that you are not separate at all from this. It's like there's a gigantic sun and you're a sunbeam off of the sun. So there's no separation between you and the sun. You're just a beam of the sun. Or like I put in the newsletter today, that you are the way the stars are looking back at themselves. And the more that you can identify with this allness and this isness and the universalness of love, of Source, of God, and you rest into that and you know who you really are, just breathe that in. Like, all your needs are met. The same energy that rises the sun and the moon, that orbits the planets, is the same energy that is supporting you. And when you were a little child, when you were a baby and you were born, you weren't worried about any of your needs being met. You were completely provided for. And nothing has changed between now and then except for your perception. I want you to write this down. Nothing can be against you but your own perception of yourself. The only thing that can be against you is your perception of yourself. So you are not separate. You are one with this love. You are one with this energy. And the more you can get out of your own way and allow yourself to receive this love and ask it and is given, and ask on a daily basis, use me, universe, use me, God, use me, Source, and allow yourself to be the channel and rest in that big picture that you are provided for and that all your needs are met, you are going to see miracles and magic manifest all over the place. You know, this morning I woke up and I said, okay, God, use me. And I got a call from the TV station, Channel 2. I've been on Channel 4 several times, and now Channel 2 is different. It's actually number one channel here in my town, I learned. They called me. They sought me out. I mean, my husband's like, how do they have your number? And so they found me, and they're like, we want to have you come on as a guest expert in nutrition, and come on, and we've got a bunch of segment ideas, and we want you on the morning show. So, you know, just use me. Just really, really figuring out exactly what you want, having your desires, show me your plans, and follow my footsteps, and putting that out there, and really believing in it, having complete faith that the universe, God Source, wants to give you everything that you desire, and then moving deeply into surrendering and allowing yourself to receive. So I know that this doesn't sound like, this sounds maybe woo-woo or airy-fairy, but I know if you're listening to me and you're attracted to me, you're into that too, so I think we're cool. And if not, maybe someday it'll sink in. Maybe not. It's all good. I'm not always, you know, there's different teachers in different places for different things, but I just want you to know that, like, it is really that easy. And the more you can get out of your own way and let it get really juicy, it's going to rock. But we do need mentors. We do need people in our lives to really mirror that energy, because what happens is you'll get off this call tonight, you'll finish listening to this audio, and your old conditioning will come back in, your programming, your ego, edging good out, will come on in and try to tell you who's boss and like, oh, none of that's true and it's false and who do you think you are and all that low self-esteem stuff. All the low self-esteem stuff like, you're asking too much, getting too big for your britches, you know, money's bad, it's unspiritual, money's wrong, all that crap will come back up. And that's why it's so important, I believe, to have a mentor, to be enrolled in some sort of a coaching program and process container for you to be able to transcend those limiting beliefs, to transcend and expand in abundance, success, and love every day. And so that's my commitment, and that is my gift as a health coach, as a business coach, and that's my vision. And so I want to take a moment now to share about the 6 months to six figures intimate and exclusive one-on-one coaching program. This, again, you can find out on amandamoxley.com/6N6. 6IN6. So this is a 6 month high touch program with me as your guide and mentor, coaching you all the way to six figures in the next 6 months. It's the nuts and the bolts, A to the Z business structures. So if you don't, some of my clients are just getting their structures and getting their systems up in place that have joined me for this program. And I'm really into that. I love the masculine pieces. I call them masculine pieces because those are the real solid foundations and the structures of your business. And once you've set those foundations, then you can lay down your path for six figures. But you really need those six, you know, you need to have the messaging, the right messaging, how you're reaching your people. Because I see coaches and read newsletters all the time, and the messaging is just not off. Because you have to really have a marketing mindset on how and what people will invest in. So the right messaging, the correct marketing, how to market, when to market, how often to market, who to market to, how to have a sales conversation, or like I like to call a service conversation, in order to convert the people that you are meant to serve and heal and help, how to convert them into existing clients. I know many of you are struggling with trying to get your next 5 clients. So really mapping out how to get these clients, how to overcome objections during the sales service conversation, how to get your right brand. This is the age of the personal brand. And for you to be able to really fully be yourself, which is so cool, and start making money by you being you and authentically you and sharing your light. So lots of more information about all the A to Z business structures, and plus the necessary inner work of believing in yourself, of really healing that self-esteem and those old money stories so that you can start receiving what you desire. And I know that you're desiring to make money. That's why you're on this call. So the structure and sort of the components of this program are you get customized business coaching calls, 3 calls a month, and then once a month is a topic call, so with the group of us. And so on the those are topic calls on growing your business to six figures with me and other experts in the industry. And so every week you have accountability and support. And then you also get a full-day VIP live retreat day with me, where we'll map out your healthy way to six figures master plan. So the investment in this program, this investment in yourself, is $10,000. And there is a payment plan if you would like to do that. Or you can pay it in full, which is awesome too. So that is basically the components of it. It is limited to 10 amazing women. And the spaces are going to fill up quickly. 4 have already been taken, so there's 6 left. And I'm going to show you exactly what I did. You know, a year ago, this month, I had $200 to my name. Now I've made well over 6 figures. So I'm going to show you exactly what I did, how to get on TV if that's what you want to do, how to have magazines contact you and want you to be an expert, how to really get out there in the marketplace and start bringing in the money you deserve. So I mean, just to imagine that you have made six figures by July 2012. How great will that be? And the truth is, you know, if you're going to do this program, you're really, really serious, you are committed to making it happen. And that your investment will have been paid for 10 times over. You have to look at the value. It's a $10,000 investment, and yet you're going to be making 100 grand or more. So it's going to come back to you 10 times over. But if you're serious, like I like to attract serious people who are really in it to win it, you can make this investment back in the next 30 days. You know, like I did. I made 54 grand in 6 weeks. I think if you're anything like me, you can do this too. And if not, I can coach you to really get there. So if you feel like this is for you and you're ready to step into making your entire year in 6 months, you can email me at amanda@amandamoxley.com. I'd be happy to answer any questions to make sure this is the right fit for you. And if this is resonating with you even a little bit, I just want you to trust your intuition and act with full faith. Because if you have that desire in your heart or that intuition, there's a reason. So don't deny that. Don't think negatively like, oh, I can't afford it, or what am I thinking, or I shouldn't do that. Or don't let your low self-esteem or lack of mentality interfere with this. Trust that. The universe likes speed. Act on it, and you can contact me. Now, I have a special bonus for those of you on the call tonight, and which will expire by the 27th. So for those of you who choose to join me for the 6 months of Six Figures coaching program, which is a tremendous amount of support and accountability, you are going to receive 3 additional 30-minute conversations with me, coaching, that in addition to everything else you have. So if that speaks to you, I recommend getting on the horse, so to speak, pretty soon and claiming those. Before January's over, your people are waiting for you. You need to start rolling out your programs and getting your messaging and your marketing out right now so that you can start making money this year. There's no lack of money out there for you to have. And we all know that if you are in the healing and the health professional, there are no lack of people suffering with weight and health issues. I mean, 3/4 of Americans alone are obese. I think 1/3 of children in the country are obese. And there's plenty of business out there for you. And there is no reason, none, except for in between your own temples, your own limiting beliefs, that you can't have all that you want and have it right now. So you can have all the success that I've had, plus more starting now. But you really can't do it by yourself. That just doesn't work. That's insanity. One of my favorite quotes from Einstein is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So if you haven't invested in yourself yet, if you haven't really stepped up and worked with a mentor and gotten the support you need, no wonder you're stuck where you are. So if you're interested, again, go to amandamoxley.com/6and6/. It has been a pleasure and a joy to share with you tonight. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And I'm just going to leave you with the truth that right now is the time. It's time for women, you, to really, really, really step into your power. And what I mean by that is claiming your spiritual inheritance, allowing yourself to receive. You as a woman are built to receive, and it's time to just let it in and allow yourself so that you can really be a much more beneficial presence on the planet. You can really help so many more people when you're in your power with your money. So thank you, everyone, so much for being here. Have a beautiful and radiant night. Bless you all, and namaste.